So right now I've probably been in Cannes for 24 hours. In that time I think I've had 4 hours sleep. On Friday I have a ticket to go and see The Immigrant by James Gray, which I'm very excited about. But the film is at 8:30 in the morning, which means being down here for about 8. And the average bedtime is looking to be somewhere between midnight and 2 o'clock, so you can't rely on a good night's sleep, really. So yeah, as well as the pavilions, you've got, I went to see some Quebec short films this morning in Palais F. Most of the screens are in one big building. There are a few others dotted around Cannes. The big one, Lumière, that's the one with the big red carpet that everyone sees on the television. But inside the same building, there's also ones named after Buñuel and Bazin, and then the very small screens, the Palais screens, which I think I went into one today, it probably seated 20 people, and most of them no popcorn, no refreshments of any kind, and some not even water. So this is serious film business.
See, it's the alien from Rock and Roll Space Patrol. Action is go. He came all the way from parts unknown to fight for truly independent cinema here in Cannes.
So I'm just standing outside the main pavilion where a group of people, probably about a dozen, have signs saying Occupy Cannes. But from what I can gather, it looks less of an Occupy movement in the true sense and more a promotion for their film.
Excuse me. And I was just wondering if you could tell me what Troma is.
Yeah, Troma is the oldest independent film company in America, and we make low-budget genre films, horror films, sci-fi, and we're here promoting our latest film, Return to Nukem High.
I just was interested whether it was an actual Occupy movement or whether this is purely promotional.
Well, we're making a documentary called Occupy Cannes, and we're interested in investigating and promoting independent film here at the Cannes Film Festival and around the world. The problem is media consolidation, where just in America, just 6 large companies make the media and then control how it is distributed and get it out to the audience. So for independents like Troma, which have been around for 40 years, it's just become more and more difficult for Troma to get their movies to the audience, to get them distributed. And we're talking to other independent filmmakers about this problem, whether they're having the problem as well. And
so you think that's basically what this is about. The studio system is being replaced by a corporation system. Is that exactly.
The studios have been bought up by corporations, and they become vertical monopolies where studios are owned by corporations that also own the distribution networks, so that they produce their own movies and then they distribute them. They have absolutely no incentive to distribute films like Return to Nukem High, which was sold out here for 2 nights, which we had turned people away. Troma films have trouble getting into theaters because they're owned by the same companies that, like, the Disney companies and the Universal Studio companies.
For that matter, we have trouble staying in theaters because, for example, we could get into a theater and have a great week, a great weekend, but then the big studio could say, we don't want you here anymore because we want our in-house movies to take your place so that we can just take control of all the theaters. Our movies are playing on all screens and we can control the amount of box office we're getting from that specific product.
Yeah.
So they want to hoard the wealth and the power, and we're reaching out to them. Not trying to say they're bad necessarily, but we're trying to remind them that there's a way to play fair so that we can coexist once more. We used to.
Yeah.
It used to be that way.
Taking a step backwards since the 60s, really.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
There's a difference between making profit for profit's sake and making profit in order to sustain. Mm-hmm. And I think that what we want to make is sustainable art. And a lot of studios, they just want to keep making more and more and more and more money that they don't really need. And what we need is enough money so that we can keep this alive. But last night we had an encore screening that we organized with Ken in a van and showed our movie to the people for free out of the back of a van. And the whole situation was teetering on on edge because the parking isn't technically legal.
Yeah.
You know, so we were so close, and it got so good that the cops were watching the movie with us, and they didn't tell us to leave.
Roma is here! Viva le cinema indipendente!
Okay, so at the risk of sounding like a rubbernecker, I think I may have just seen the guy who plays Spock. I'm still reeling a little bit that I can't even remember his name. Zachary Quinto. I think I just spotted him, which is kind of cool. There we go.
Yes, sir.
Well, most of the beach in Cannes is actually private. You can't actually walk on much of the beach because you're not famous or rich. There's yachts and cruise ships that line the sea. And there's one tiny stretch of beach which you can go on. And every night they have entertainment there, usually a screening. Last night they had Jaws playing, which apparently was quite rudely interrupted by a big firework display, which made it hard to see the screen. There's lots of people in tuxedos walking up and down the main street in Cannes. Wow! I've seen formal wear before, but some of the dresses out here at the moment take it to a whole nother level. This is proper fancy. So when you come here to be a programmer, you're kind of on the fringes of all the craziness of Cannes, but sometimes the craziness gets in your way.